I think it's your turn,
Daddy. Where's the video?
Go. Video. If we set up a video now and people could see the way you're sitting and what you're surrounded by. You absolute hoarder. You have three shapes of glasses. You have a jar, like an empty jam jar as a glass of water. You have a cup and you have a pint glass. I'm surprised you're not drinking water out of a martini glass.
I need to get my blood sugars checked. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 10 Down with Terry and David.
Welcome back.
Right, okay. So last night I had sleep paralysis. I haven't had sleep paralysis in years. Like years and years and years. I used to get it quite a lot when I was younger. Like when I was around 22, 23, because I used to be working a lot and then like going out and partying and drinking and stuff at the weekends. And then...
What, the fear came after you?
No. It's really common if you haven't slept very well or like you're drinking a lot of alcohol.
So that was my next question. What is the common reasons? What brings it on?
That's stress. Like poor sleep, like alcohol, things like that. And I haven't drank since that night out with the girls, which was a month ago. So it definitely wasn't alcohol. I think it was, I have a theory as to why it happened, right? But anyway, I'll tell you what happened. Let's run through last night, right? So last night, me and David watched a movie in bed, went to sleep. By the way, if you want to watch a scary film, watch Talk to Me. But this was,
Let
Me In, is that what it is?
No, it's called Talk to Me.
I Let You In.
And then he says, Let Me In.
But the movie that we watched last night, what was that one called?
Oh, I don't know. But if you want the Netflix number one.
Trapped. Or in, what was it? Locked In. And so we watched that anyway. And then me and David went to sleep. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up to check to see if David was still beside me. So,
can I tell you what you actually did? Can I say what you did? Right. So as Terry said, she woke up, I was asleep. But instead of just like turning her head around to check to see that I was still beside her or turn on the light like to see, she got her hand right and really slowly, like something out of the Ring movie, just like ran her fingers across my face.
I got
and of course, the fear went from my face to my toes. And I was like, what are you doing, Terry? You're like, I'm just checking to make sure you're there.
I actually said that. I'm making sure you're there. Of course I'm here. What are you doing?
Where else would I be?
So anyway, I touched David's face and I woke him up. And then, of course, when you wake David up and he starts falling back asleep, his feet start up with the Michael Flaherty situation. So he started kicking around. So I was like, David, this is at 4 o'clock in the morning because I checked my phone. And I said, David, go into the spare room. After waking him up. So he went into the spare room and I fell out. Well, I tried to fall back asleep and then I start having sleep paralysis. So sleep paralysis is basically where it's all to do with REM and your sleep cycle and you get stuck in REM. But basically what it feels like is that you're awake, but your body's like glued to the bed and you can't move. And then there's demons in the room. That's what it is. And I used to get it terrible. My dad gets it. Cassie gets it. Like, it's a horrible, horrible feeling.
I've had it before.
Yeah, after we spoke about it. I made Dave have sleep paralysis.
I can guarantee you tonight I'm going to have it. And it'll be you that's standing over me.
But anyway, so I was lying in bed. And like, I'm not okay. I'm a bit shook over it. Like, I'm not okay over it. And this demon grabbed both my hands and held them together. And was saying mad stuff.
Clean up after yourself, you lazy shit. Stop making David do all the
work.
It was
actually David dressed up in a devil suit. But it was a like a shadow. That's the only way to describe it. And he had horns. And he kept saying, shh, shh, shh. And I know.
That's a bit creepy.
Yeah, I know. So I was like trying to move. And then in my head, I was like, you're having sleep paralysis. Just call for David. And I was trying.
This is the best part. Go.
I was trying to call him for ages. And this demon was like dancing around the room. And then eventually, because I remember reading up on it, and it was like, move your fingers and then you start coming out of it. So I was like trying to move my fingers. And then I came out.
What? You move your fingers?
Yeah, so you concentrate moving limbs and it brings you out of it. So I was like trying to move my fingers, like lying in the bed. It was horrible.
Who told you that?
I read up on it because I used to suffer with it terrible. Like, so I came out of the sleep paralysis and then I just start shouting for David. And this is at like half four, quarter to five. So I was like, David. Like,
so I had...
Sydney's trying to sleep, like, and her parents are holding the book.
But hold on, so this is where my part comes in, yes. Right? I was asleep, as Terry said, but I remember I was having a dream, and in my dream, some man was standing over shouting at me, shouting my name. And you know the way...
David, that's mad.
Isn't it?
David, that's mad.
It's really... So, like...
Do you swear?
I promise that happened.
So me and David have this thing, by the way, where if you say promise, like, we've never broke a promise. So yeah, it's like this, it's like Bible. The way the Kardashians have Bible, we have promise.
Anyway.
Do you swear though?
Yes, Terry, I swear. I'm looking at you right now. I swear. I said it to you.
Go on.
fuck, I've lost train of thought. Oh yeah. So in my dream, there was somebody standing over calling me, but I imagined I was dreaming. And when you start calling me, it switched to somebody standing over calling me. Do you get me?
Yeah, so I made you dream.
Yeah, you made me dream, because I would have been hearing you in my sleep. So this fella was going...
Yeah, because you didn't answer for it.
Some fella was calling me, going, David. To the point where I woke myself up going, oh, that was just a dream. And I knew I was awake. And next of all, I could hear someone calling my name. And I was like, what the fuck? No. And you were like, David! And I was like... I stood up, like, hovered out of the bed and started walking towards the bed.
No, you didn't. The best part was, he goes... he goes, whoa! And I goes, will you come in? I'm after having sleep paralysis. And he goes, yeah, okay.
I grabbed my pillow and walked in.
But, like, Sydney slept through the whole thing. And then she came in, and then I was like, will you touch me so I don't get it again? And he was like, yeah. So he's, like, literally lying there with his legs, like...
Our toes touched.
Toes were touching back to back to each other. And I was shitting myself. And then Jay kept getting in and out of bed. It was a horrible sleep. I'm wrecked.
I don't even know why we're recording this podcast. I'm wrecked. I am.
So yeah, that was the sleep paralysis situation last night. And I was very, very... Like, I am still a bit shook about it. I keep thinking about it. And then I was doing more research on it. And I was, like, trying to read up. Why does everybody have the same vision? Why is it always a demon? Like, is it sleep paralysis, or are we all going into another dimension and we're actually, like, seeing demons? Because why is it that...
I don't see demons. I see goats. Goats come after them. Yeah. There's a big goat at the end of the room. So that's where the horns come from.
You're a bastard.
Jesus Christ. It's goats. But it's obviously a regular thing.
Yeah, but, like, why are we all seeing the same thing?
Imagine having it every single night.
Well, some people do. I know my dad got it pretty bad. And Cassie. Cassie gets it all the
time. Oh, Cassie's told me.
Eric, yeah, she only had it there a couple of weeks ago. She said that, well, Eric said that she was lying beside him and she just started breathing all mad heavy. And she was like... and she was having...
It's when they tell the story. It's brilliant.
They're so funny. So we had Sydney's birthday yesterday.
That's the reason why we didn't put a podcast out for last week. About that. Because we were absolutely flat out,
blown up balloons.
Yes. Yeah, we'll get to that now in a second. Sydney's birthday fell on the day that podcast was released. So we'll catch up. But anyway, we're here.
Do you know the way most kids, like, cry when people are singing happy birthday to them? Like, they get all scarlet and they're like...
They get overwhelmed.
Sydney was, like, roaring laughing. She was loving it. We all had to sing happy birthday, like, three times because she loved it so much. She absolutely loves being in the centre of attention.
I wonder where she gets that from, too. She didn't lick it from rock. Can you just get all your yawns out at once?
We were a bit last minute with all of our plans for the birthday, as you know, like, we were talking about what we were going to do. And last minute, we decided to have a party, and I was a bit late, like, kind of organising balloons and things like that. So I ordered some bits from Amazon Prime. It was here within a day. It was unreal. And anyway, we ordered loads of balloons to do a balloon arch. And the night before the birthday, me and David, like, opened up all the balloons, and there was, like, literally about 100 of them deflated sitting there. So I was like, I wonder what Cassie and Eric are doing. So I sent a picture of the balloons to Cassie, and I was like, if you're not doing that, we could do it, like, using your lungs.
I'd say they were raging.
I'd say they were, like, there's two around the corner. I always have something to do for them. So anyway, they came around, but they came around the same time that my Chinese arrived. So they start blowing up the balloons, and I was just sitting there eating my Chinese.
You're like, I'm really sorry, but I'm so hungry. Can you just start on the balloons? and you sat at the table and they were just staring at you. I was like, give them a little bit of your Chinese, Terry.
They had just eaten a Nando's.
Did they have... Terry, oh my God. What is wrong with you?
I don't know, this happens.
Terry just... Her whole head just folded in half. Your head just folded in half.
Oh, I know what you mean by that now when you say that. Like, as in it goes...
It's like, you know the little toy that she has with the fish when they're...
Fish.
That's Mommy the way your face goes.
Mommy hum.
Hum so hum.
We have like a little rubber shark and most kids would be afraid of it, but Sydney loves it. She wants to kiss it and hug it and all. And she's like, Mommy hum.
The whole
Mommy.
Way in the car to crash today, I didn't tell you. Because
it's on the floor.
Yeah, I get. And she was like, it's like, Dada hum. And then I'm driving the car and obviously and I have my left hand in the back and I'm trying to concentrate on the road and I go, hello, what is your name? She goes, whoop, whoop, whoop. I go, hum, hum, hum. And when you do hum, hum, she goes, no, 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 no.
You're not allowed to say hum, hum, hum.
And then when you stop, she goes, Dad, hum.
I know.
She doesn't know what she wants.
That was a really good impression of her. Dad, hum. Where is she getting the little accent from? She's like, wow.
Terry's saying to me, I'm not going to get over it, but I need to say it one
more
time.
Oh my God,
if
you talk about this one more time.
I need to say it one more time and then get over it. So we had the party at 3 o'clock. We told guests to come at 3 o'clock. And I'd gone and got like firewood and beers and all and for the house, thinking that people might stay on because it'd be dark by 5 o'clock. We'd be able to light the garden up, have a few chats.
David wanted to light a fire at a party with a load of 2-year-olds running around.
The guests, everyone came at 3 o'clock, 3:30, but they were all gone by 5 o'clock. I was raging. Just one person was like, right, we're going to go. And then everyone just followed suit. Everyone just left. Is our party that bad? Is the food terrible? What's going on?
The food was.
But everyone just left.
Yeah, so David was raging. Everyone left so early. But it was the time of the day. I said to David, what time we have the party at? And he was like, have it at 3 because Sydney will have to nap. And I was thinking in my head, it gets dark at 5, but whatever. I'm going to just start saying no to everything now.
You do say no to everything.
But double up on it. Like,
you do double up on it, Terry. I don't get my way with anything in this house.
Well, yeah, I get into bed the night before a party and I cried my eyes out.
Yeah, elaborate on that because you need to...
I like heaved. I was like tears streaming down my face. You, on the other hand, were like a mummy, couldn't give a shit. You were lying there like a mummy.
I didn't know. I wouldn't cry about it, Terry. I was happy that she's growing up.
No, because it's really hit me over the last like 2 or 3 weeks because twice now we've gone to restaurants with her and normally, you know, when you walk in, they say, do you need a high chair? And we actually don't need them because she doesn't like the high chair. She wants to sit beside us. Mm. But she just looks so grown up when she's sitting in the chair. And like, she's not drinking out of a sippy cup anymore. She's just drinking out of an open cup. And she's colouring. And like, where's my baby gone? Out of nowhere, she's just a little child.
Yeah, but that's what happens.
I know, but it's very upsetting. Do you not think so? I feel like only yesterday the two of us were in the hospital and I was looking at her going, oh my God.
What the hell happened?
What do I do with you?
I said to Terry the other day, it was actually the night before the party when you finished your all your efforts because you put a lot of effort in.
Oh my God, I'm possessed.
Oh my God.
Go on.
It's inside you, Terry. Right.
Ah!
So, on the night before the party, after you finished all your efforts because you did put a lot of effort in, Terry... I'm not going to repeat this again, so you're not editing this out. I gave Terry a hug and I said, well done to both of us. And you're like, for what? I was like, because we kept her alive for 2 years. Like, I never thought we would be able to do it.
What, did you think something's going to happen?
No, like, I just thought, like, you know, we'd be a little bit overwhelmed and go, what do you do?
And you haven't been.
That's what I said.
Oh, right. You've been overwhelmed.
Of course I have.
David's on the verge of fucking leaving.
No, Terry, I wouldn't leave. You'd kick me out before I'd leave.
Suppose it doesn't help that like you're trying to get a good night's rest and then you just have a hand glided across your face, kicked out into another room and then get called back in telling you that there's a demon in the room.
Yeah. Why do you do it? I've often...
David, you're definitely going to get sleep paralysis now.
I know.
Like, definitely. You know, I talk David into a lot of things. Like, like if I feel sick, I talk David sick.
Yeah. Like, if I'm eating something and Terry walks into the room and she doesn't like what I'm eating, instead of just walking out of the room, Terry, I go, bleh. And I go, what? And you go, that looks rotten. That's rotten. And
like
it turns me off what I'm eating. Like any normal person would.
You're easily influenced. Okay, and so can we talk about the party itself? I don't know what's going on. I think it's lack of oxygen in the room. It's carbon monoxide poisoning.
What's the song? Oh, we were singing
Poxy it song.
Poxy song.
Poxy chores.
Poxy chores. Poxy. That's what I wake up to every you morning.
You look like
in my
that
head.
Pigeon.
Poxy chores. He's a chicken.
He's a pigeon.
It's not a pigeon, Terry. It's a chicken.
It's a pigeon. Poxy chores is a pigeon. Hold on, let me check him. If anybody wants to know what we're talking about, do you know that ad on the telly?
For the
carbon
monoxide silent killer. So what are you Googling? Poxy it's chores?
Yeah, Poxy chores. Gas Network Ireland. Poxy chores. His name is Tommy McNamara.
It's a chicken.
Pigeon.
Terry, it's a chicken.
He's a pigeon.
You know damn well it's a chicken.
David, he's a pigeon.
There's no such thing as a pigeon that's that colour.
All
that's
right,
a chicken.
Man. What is it then?
It's a chicken.
It's a canary. Is he a big giant canary? David, he's the image of you. Except, David, he is the image of you. The eyes and all, like he's the exact same eyes as you. Big stressed out, tired eyes.
Go on, go.
But yeah, we got our little bouncing castle and like some soft play stuff from a place called Bambino's. And it's amazing. She's so good, isn't she? But yeah, Sydney, when we were in Croatia during the summer, a child came up to Sydney and took her toy and Sydney started roaring crying. And I was trying to tell her, It was Croatia, wasn't it? Yeah. And I was trying to tell her. I was like, tell the Baba no, that's your toy. Like, tell her no. And she was like, okay. So she went over and she was like, no, Baba.
That flicked the switch.
Yeah, she was like, no, Baba. And she took it back. And I was just trying to teach her to stick up for herself. Like, but I suppose I should probably teach her to share.
I suppose I should teach her to share.
But he took it out of her hand.
No, you did the right thing, but it's just flicked the switch. And
yeah,
now
like he needs to learn how to
the
share.
The switch is always on.
So anyway, yeah, whatever happened in that moment in time, whenever she sees any child her age, she's like, no, Baba, no. So when she was on her bouncing castle, she was absolutely loving life, having a great time. And then all the kids start arriving. She was like, no, Baba.
Yeah, she wouldn't let anybody on.
She was like, no, no. I loved the way she says no, Baba, though. It was very funny.
She puts her hand straight out.
Straight
and
out.
Yeah, and goes,
no,
no, Baba.
No, no, Baba. Which is very funny. And she got so many presents, and I was thrilled for her. Oh, by the way, so I ordered presents for Sydney from us, and a lot of them didn't arrive, and I was absolutely furious over.
You need to chase that one.
I did. I chased it today, and they're sending them out. I was like, David, are you sure that the rocking horse didn't arrive? And he was like, I'm sure.
You were upstairs and I knew it at that moment when you asked me. You called down and said, is there something else in that box? There's one more thing missing. I was like, but what the item that you told me was a rocking horse. And I was like,
There's no way
I'm going to miss a rocking horse. And you're upstairs and you're shouting at me. And it's just, it's like reliving, like I've told you before, you're like the way my ma was. That it's like that. You know that bickering where it's like, you need to check the box again. I'm like, the box is empty in front of me. What? The box is empty in front of me. You need to check the box again.
You were so annoying on Saturday night, by the way, when I was looking for the pump for the balloon.
Oh, I could have killed you.
But like you were just in bad form.
You,
why were you in such bad form?
I wasn't, but I could have killed you.
So I was asking David, I was genuinely like, okay, when last did you see the pump? Because we'll get to it now in a second, but basically Sydney had a meltdown. We were trying to get her new shoes in the shopping centre and we had like a million bags and in one of the bags was the pump. No, sorry, it wasn't in a bag. It was underneath the buggy. And David was like, when we were in Penny's, I gave Sydney the, what did you
paper
give
her?
The
plates.
The paper plates to play with. And I was like, well, the pump was with the paper plates. So where's the pump? And he was like, it's not on the base of the buggy. So the two of us are having this like back and forward argument thing. And then David said something really, really mean to me that I'm not going to repeat on here because I'd asked you not to bring it up and I'd asked you not to say it. And you just threw it in my face and you were being awful. How about
you need to elaborate, so.
How about that? You know what you said?
Yeah, but.
It was very sad. I was very sad because I asked you not to. Yeah, and then literally he knew he fucked up because he went upstairs and then came back down. He's like, right, now what can I do for you? And I was like, David, I appreciate
like,
what
here,
you
I
said. And then you straight
I
away
needed
you
to go
said,
upstairs and do what Sydney does, rub my nose, and reset and come back down. And I'll always apologise when
yeah,
I'm being
did,
a dick.
He apologised because he knew. And I was like,
you
well,
on the
David.
Other hand, you on the other hand is, you're a tough cookie to crack.
Because I'm never wrong.
Oh yeah, exactly.
We brought Sydney trick-or-treating
to one house.
Four.
No, we only did two.
Four.
One, two. Where was the third?
Four. Four.
Where was the third?
Four. We went over to that. There.
Yeah.
We went to the girls here.
That's two.
We went to the other house and then we went to Helena.
What other house?
Two.
And Cassie's three.
Helena's. And four.
Two is next door.
No, the girls. They had the baby.
Oh, shit, yeah. Anyway, Sydney hated it.
So she liked the first one. And she went to walk into the house. I think she thought she was staying there. And then the second house, she was like, no, start trying to climb up. Then the third house, yeah, the same.
Yeah, we just had to abandon it because it wasn't. I'm starting to rain.
Oh, wasn't.
It was.
Didn't rain once. Not once on Halloween night.
Sweet mother of Moses.
No, what? You are mad. It didn't rain on Halloween. It did not rain.
It did.
David, no,
don't
it didn't.
Don't point that eye glue at me.
It's not eye glue. It's eye drops. David, it didn't rain. Anyway,
come here. See the goodie bags? Mm-hmm. Can I just point something out, right?
Yeah.
And simply because I don't ever get any recognition. Not inside these
he
doors.
He is simply the best. Doo-doo. Sorry, intrusive thoughts. Yeah.
Last Halloween, Terry gave me the job to go over to Tesco and get the goodies for the goodie bags, right? And I put them together. I'm not spending like full dollar on...
Full dollar? Why do you keep saying dollar? I need dollar bills. You said that
listen
last week.
I'm not spending... I'm not going to go spending... full dollar is what I'm going to say. No, shut up. I'm not going to spend that on crisps and sweets the kids don't really give a shit about. They just go into a bag and go. See you later. Happy
Halloween.
But they
judge
Halloween.
You because I remember right? I judged.
So, I got a lot of stick over it. And then this year I went over, you know what, I'm actually going to buy and put an effort in. I made up nearly 40 plus bags. And they were all taken. The kids, of course, didn't really even look inside
15.
Them. But the feedback I got from people, we were too generous. I remember Halloween, I was getting literally peanuts.
That's because you lived in Swords.
And what? What were they giving out in Finglas?
Loads of stuff. We got loads of sweets. They're very generous there. We had this conversation last week.
So people in Swords are not generous?
They're not generous, no.
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 Back in my era.
Scabby.
Scabby. Scabby yeah. Swords.
Scabby Swords.
Scabby Swords fits. Well, I'm telling you now.
I'm only joking, by the way. I'm not prejudiced against Swords. I love Swords.
Ah, Terry drives past the exit. She won't go in.
So last week, myself and Sue, we did a masterclass out in... Where was I? Clonmel? I think it was, yeah.
Bray.
Yeah, it was really far away from here. It was an hour and a half away. And yeah, we did a masterclass and there was 120 people that came and it was absolutely great crack. We had so much fun. But I was so shocked at how many people came up and said that they listened to the podcast. People do say it to me, but there was so many people that listened to the podcast that were there. And yeah, I was just so grateful to be chatting with. They actually brought you up quite a bit. People, they're asking me about your hoovering and we were just having the crack. But yeah, so if you were there, thanks so much for coming. And it made me actually think, imagine one day we did road shows and did live shows.
That would be class. That would actually be...
David, you would absolutely shit yourself.
100%. I'd shit myself, but people would obviously then see right in flesh of the abuse that you give me.
You were born to be abused.
There's a sentence. You were born to be abused.
You were born to be surrounded by women, let's face it.
Yeah, I know that. I've already accepted that.
Yeah, but you say that I give you abuse, but really I just have to crack with you.
No, you don't.
And you know I love you underneath it all and I love you so much.
Oh, sweet mother of Jesus.
But yeah, if you would like some live shows, let us know because it really got me thinking.
Even if it's only three people, we'll set it up.
Three people, imagine that, a little sitting room. Who is?
So Terry, come here, tell us, what's the plan for the rest of the week?
So the plan for the rest of the week, Diva, is I have to see all of my students this week. I have a lot of admin to get done, a lot of documentation. Don't have any online reflections, which is good. Mm-hmm. So that frees me up a little bit. And then I have a couple of events that I'm going to this week, including the H&M and Rabanne. They have a collab with Rabanne. Remember how you went to the Mugler one during the summer? Was it summer?
That was during the summer.
Yeah, I think it was at the start of summer. But yeah, basically they're doing a collab with Rabanne, which is very exciting. So we're both going to that. Natalie wants you there. And I have a few other events on during the week. Loads of content. It's Black Friday. It's coming up. So
what is that? That's not this Friday, is it?
No, but brands actually, they don't actually just do deals for Black Friday anymore. It's the whole month. It's literally... Cyber Month.
Yeah, because when it first started, I think when it started becoming really popular, it was It was like, am I right saying it was like a 24-hour thing?
Yes, American. So it was a Black Friday, then Cyber Week, and now it's like literally Cyber Month. So I work with loads of brands throughout the year, like, and of course, like, this is their busiest time of the year. So I'll have so many discounts and bits and bobs over on my Instagram account if you are shopping for Christmas. I actually did so much Christmas shopping last year around Black Friday and the year Sydney was born as well. I literally did all of my shopping online on Black Friday, got everything that I needed, everything that I wanted for like literally half the price. It was
well,
so good.
Well,
so yeah.
I say it every year, I'm going to start shopping early. But like everybody, that doesn't seem to be the case. Like people start really early. Like we were in the Pavilions this weekend and at 10:30, the car park was full.
Yeah, Sydney was supposed to have soccer tots and the weather, I don't know, something happened. But yeah, we went to the Pavilion instead and literally like the whole shopping centre was full.
And I was looking at people's trolleys and they had like, you know, the trays of like 24 cans of Coke.
Yeah.
Like the boxes of wine and that's like the packets of crisps.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're getting ready. And they've
for Christmas.
For Christmas.
I know,
now.
And Christmas cakes and all, like, and mince pies. Oh my God, it's mad. But yeah, so that's my plan. I've loads of content to be filming and I want to be doing more like fashion videos and stuff like that. Because I actually had one on my Instagram and it went viral. It went up 3.4 million.
Ooh.
And I got 6,000 followers. So and
there's me thinking my reel is doing good.
On his pennies reel. But yeah, so that's my plan for the week. And then we are going to Amsterdam. Myself and David, we're heading off. We're going for 2 days. My sister is kindly taking Sid. Well, she's coming out here to stay with Jake and Sydney. And we are jetting off. We're going for 2 days. We're going to shoot some content over there. And I have a job with The Loop as well, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's us for the next week. We'll definitely fill you in on what happens in Amsterdam, because what happens in Amsterdam most certainly won't stay there.
We've had some strange experiences in Amsterdam.
We have. So yeah, if you are interested in how we get on, and of course, if you have any recommendations or anything like that, or if you've been before, let us know, because we love to hear it.
That's why before we booked, I said to Terry, so come here, Amsterdam, is there such a thing as a really nice hotel?
Of course.
And we found a couple of really nice hotels. And I was like, so is there nice restaurants? I don't.
Yeah.
Anytime I've been to Amsterdam, it's always been like bars. Scaldy.
Yeah, bars and like with your friends, like, and drinks and stuff like that. Well, I went with my friends the year COVID, just literally a month before COVID. And we had a ball. And we went to some really nice places.
So any recommendations?
Definitely let us know. And yeah, we'll be back to you next week. Enjoy your week.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Foxy chores. Foxy chores.
Foxy chores. I have a list of chores to do, actually.
Go on, you always do. See you later.
Bye.